the correct answer to that one.
Oh, yes, one should always look at pictures upside down.
Yeah.
Because then you no longer see the smile on the pretty girl or the gesture or anything like that. And what you are left with is the quality of line of his drawing, the handwriting, pure, because it's without significances, as though it were abstract, and the way the composition is put together. Then, after you've studied the thing upside down, you turn it around and study it on his feet, and it's a new picture. You see some quite different values you haven't seen before. I always do that.
Yeah,
always do that. Always do that. Yes.
But in the point of organizing an exhibition, to hang it, to do that, that's very interesting.
It helps.
Yeah.
At least I found it helped. Helped me, let us say.
Yeah, that's marvelous. Ivins was at the museum until when?
Until 46.
And he left then, of course.
And he left then.
Mm-hmm.
Very unfortunately, I think, he didn't want to go at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 65, and it was an ironclad rule. One just went automatically.
Mm-hmm.
He knew this had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that about 5 years before, he bought a small house in Woodbury, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
He was not at all a country man. He was a city man.
Mm-hmm.
Bone. Blood.
Mm-hmm.
But he forced himself to be interested in tree pianos.
Oh,
man. And he wrote up to Professor Saunders at Clinton.
Yeah.
And bought tree pianos and planted them. And tried to get himself interested.
Well, they take
things.
1,000 years.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
The most difficult.
The most difficult thing. And of course, these things died on him, and he really, really didn't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was very sad. Then he furnished this house, brought out all their furniture from town, and put his money into very handsome French wallpapers, which he bought. That was his one luxury collection. It was a pretty house. And Mrs. Ivins, of course, who was an excellent artist, made it a really charming house. But he never should have moved. He should not have changed his habits.
Should have stayed in the city.
Mm-hmm. He said he didn't have money to stay in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He always talked poor, but he didn't have enough money to spend with his pension. And had he stayed in the city, he certainly would have been given chances to teach and earn money in various ways, in spite of all the enemies that he'd made. But of course, there were a new set of people in Woodbury to make enemies of. And he lost no time, alas. Lost no time at all.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was tragic. It was tragic. It should not have happened that way. And it was an awful way to die. Then, when he'd been there about 4 or 5 years, Mrs. Ivins fainted one day. The doctor came and examined her, found that she had leukemia, and she was dead in 2 weeks. And that was absolutely catastrophic for Bonnie, because she had done everything for him. She had absorbed his rages. She'd arranged his life. She'd cooked him 3-course dinners every day for lunch, because that's what he wanted for lunch. That is how one lunched. One did not eat a sandwich. And that meant, of course, giving up her drawing and her painting, but she did. It was a great pity. A great pity. Yes, he didn't. He didn't
must have had a very strident personality.
Oh, yes. Enormous. Things had to be. He was, as I think I said before, entirely a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he would work out problems exactly the way a lawyer would argue a case and look it all up, for instance. Once that case had been argued, as it were, he filed it in his mind, along with all the legal precedents.
Right.
When that subject came up, out came the entire lawyer's argument. So that he was a fascinating man to listen to if you hadn't heard the lawyer's argument before. But these things did repeat themselves pretty much verbatim. And if you hung around him for a while, you knew what to expect if any question were put to him by an outsider. Of course, one was rather careful not to put that particular question to an insider.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, they don't have sort of emeritus positions there, do they? Or do they?
Some people are kept on for special jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Gisela Richter was retired and called back to